ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。英回答紙のその2、49から74に回答してください。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で26問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではテストを始めます。パート A。リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。
Listening 1.
Hi, Stephen. It's Jill here. Just leaving you a message. I'm going to be a bit late. I was at college all afternoon working in the library on my project. Anyway, I'm on my way. I'm waiting for the bus, but the one that goes to the cinema still hasn't come. I hope to be with you soon, before the movie starts. Bye.
Question 49. Where is the woman? Listening 2.
What are we going to do about Mother's birthday present? I was thinking of getting her some flowers or some chocolates.
Sorry, that's a really boring suggestion. I was thinking we could get her a scarf.
No, I bought her a scarf last Christmas. We should get her something different.
Okay. How about if you get her chocolates and I'll buy her a bottle of her favorite perfume?
Okay, let's go with your idea, but I do think that flowers would be nice.
Question 50. What birthday presents will the man and woman give to their mother? Listening 3.
Pam, could you help me with my history essay tonight? I didn't really understand some of the readings, and I know you studied this before.
Sure, Bobby. I can meet you in the university library about 6 o'clock.
The library is a bit far from me. Could we meet at the Italian restaurant on campus and work on it over dinner?
No. My dad is taking me out to dinner at 7:30.
There is that new cafe near the main gate. Maybe we could have a cup of coffee and work on it before you go to dinner.
It's usually too noisy there to discuss schoolwork. How about the student lounge?
Well, there aren't any tables there we can use for studying. I'll just cycle over to the library and meet you there. I really appreciate your help.
Question 51. Why won't they meet in the cafe? Listening 4.
Hello, can I help you?
Hi, yes. I'd like to buy a case for my new smartphone. There are so many to choose from here.
Well, this is a very popular one. It is unbreakable. It will protect your phone even if you drop it from a height of up to 2 meters. As you can see, it isn't too expensive at $15.
Can you tell me about this one? It looks very unusual.
Sure. This one is $12, and you can create your own design for the case in any color you wish.
Interesting. How about these cases here?
These are quite popular, too. This one is made of leather, and it's only $25. This other case here, at $20, is a little cheaper, and it has the slot for keeping a train pass or credit card.
I really like the idea of having a case with my own design on it, but I do need a strong case, so I'll go for the first one you showed me.
Question 52. Which phone case will the man buy? Listening 5.
It's raining today. Do you still want to go surfing?
Of course I do. The rain doesn't bother me at all.
But the weather looks pretty bad. Do you want to do something else?
You said that you wanted to catch some waves today and get some fresh air.
I know, but I don't feel like surfing in a tropical storm. Why don't we go to the shopping mall instead?
I love shopping, but I bought a new surfboard yesterday, and I really want to try it out today.
Okay, suit yourself. I'm leaving in 30 minutes. Call me if you change your mind.
Question 53. What does the woman tell the man? Listening 6.
Attention all passengers. Air Canada Flight 99, scheduled to depart at 4:30 p.m. for Vancouver, has been delayed. The new departure time has been changed to 6:30 p.m. this evening. The original gate number, B4, has also changed. The new gate number is now C12. All passengers are kindly reminded that they must be at the gate at least 30 minutes prior to departure. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience that this unforeseen delay may cause you today. Thank you for your attention.
Question 54. What is the new departure time and gate number for the flight to Vancouver? Listening 7.
Hi, are you Shota Suzuki? I'm Emily Davis.
Ah, yes, we exchanged emails. Nice to finally meet you.
Likewise. I've heard a lot about you from Yuna Yamamoto. According to her, you did a really great job developing her company's website.
That's nice to hear. We are very proud of that project.
Well, you come very highly recommended. Can I take you through to meet my manager?
Yes, thank you. That's Kenta Kobayashi, right?
Actually, he just moved to another department. Naoko Nishimura is heading our section now.
Okay, thanks. What kind of site design is she thinking of?
I'll let her give you the details. Please, come this way.
Question 55. Who is the woman's boss? Listening 8.
Good evening, sir. Are you ready to order?
Yes. I'll have today's special, the chicken pasta.
Certainly, sir. What side dish would you like with that? You have a choice of either Caesar or potato salad. Alternatively, if you don't want salad, you can have onion soup or garlic bread.
They all sound good, but is it possible to have a corn soup instead of the onion soup? That seems to go better with the main dish.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We can't substitute soups.
Well, in that case, I'll go with the garlic bread then, please.
Question 56. Which side dish did the man first ask for? Listening 9.
Sarah, where are you? It's 10:30. You know that you should have been home half an hour ago.
Sorry, Dad. I haven't been to karaoke in such a long time, and none of my friends have to leave until midnight. I just lost track of time.
I understand that, but if you wanted to leave a bit later, you should have called and asked.
I'm sorry, but can't I stay until midnight? Just this once?
You can stay until 11:30, but then you need to come home, okay? I don't want you to miss the last train.
Okay, Dad. Thanks.
Question 57. What time was Sarah originally supposed to be home? Listening 10.
Oprah, can I ask you for some advice about studying abroad?
Of course. Where are you thinking of studying?
My father studied in San Francisco when he was a university student, but my mother doesn't think it's such a good idea to go there.
Have you thought about England?
I think London would be fun, but I've heard it's quite expensive. I'm also interested in Sydney, but I don't know if I could cope with such hot weather.
Well, I went to Vancouver in Canada when I was a student. I improved my English and made some great friends.
Really? I hadn't thought about Canada. Is it expensive, and what's the weather like there?
I think it is a little cheaper than London, and the weather is certainly cooler than Australia. I really recommend it as a place to study abroad.
Thanks for your advice. That's helped a lot.
Question 58. Where did the man's father study abroad?
パート B リスニング11から12では英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題はありません。
Listening 11.
Aw, that's so cute. Is it a lizard?
Kind of. It's a leopard gecko. Her name is Alicia.
Is she easy to keep?
Yes, that's why we got her. Leopard geckos make good pets for children. They don't need to be exercised. They're also pretty clean, so the kids only need to clean the tank a couple of times a week.
Don't lizards need to be kept in a hot place?
Not really, but we have to be a little bit careful controlling their temperature. It's essential, however, to make sure they have lots of moisture in their tank. They need a humid environment.
What do you feed her?
She really loves live insects. Crickets are her main diet, and sometimes we give her special pellets, which are a special food containing lots of vitamins and minerals, or some bits of potato. But Alicia's favorite snack is a juicy worm.
Oh, does she eat worms every day?
No, only occasionally.
Well, she is cute, but I don't really like the insects.
Listening 12.
When was the last time you ate cheese? It's one of the most widely eaten foods in the world. For example, the average American eats about 15 kilograms a year, or over a kilogram a month. But that's not as much as the French people, who on average eat over 26 kilograms a year, and the Swiss, who consume about 22 kilograms each. Surprisingly, people in Britain, the home of the popular cheddar cheese, do not eat much cheese, only about 10 kilograms per person per year. Consumption is still low in Japan, where cheese is not part of the traditional diet. In fact, the average person here eats only about 2.3 kilograms a year, which is about how much the average French person eats in just 1 month. But Japanese people do seem to like cheese and are eating more of it each year. You might be surprised to know that cows and milk were probably first introduced into Japan in the 7th century. At that time, just very simple types of cheese were made and were only consumed by the emperor and wealthy people. But the consumption of cheese had stopped entirely before the 10th century, as the popularity of cheese had decreased during the 8th and 9th centuries under the influence of Buddhism. In the late 19th century, the Meiji government wanted to make Japanese people stronger. In particular, it wanted to create a tougher military, so the government looked at what the most powerful countries in Europe were doing. Soldiers in those countries were eating cheese and meat and drinking milk, but Japanese soldiers were not. The Japanese government decided to introduce cheese and meat into Japan, believing that would help their troops become stronger. However, At that time, Japan didn't have the money to buy cheese and meat from other countries, so the government decided to produce its own. However, there were no dairy farms, so in the mid-1870s, the government established several in Hokkaido to produce cheese and milk. Some of the original dairy farms are still working today, but their many workers are now producing cheese, which is exported to America and even to Europe.
パート C、リスニング13から14では、英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選んでください。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まりますので、印刷されている問題文に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 13. You will hear a tour guide giving some information to listeners. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Welcome to your library orientation tour. We hope that this tour will help you be able to use the facilities more efficiently and comfortably. Please feel free to interrupt me with questions at any time. First of all, you will need your student ID card every time you enter the library, so please take your cards out and I'll show you how to use them. Notice the barcode on your card? Place that face down over the scanner and hold it there until the gate opens for you, just like this.You won't need your card again to get out, but you do need it to check out any materials. Okay, now you can see that you are in front of two desks. On the left here is the circulation desk, which is where you can check out and return books. Just present your ID card and the books to the librarian. This desk over to the right is for when you need a little bit of extra help or information. Just ask the assistants and they'll do what they can to help you.However, before you ask the assistants, try to find what you need on your own using the computers over there. You can do a search for author, title, or other keywords to help you find what you are looking for. I'll demonstrate how to do that at the end of the tour. You can also browse the shelves for books arranged by subject. You can see maps on the wall noting where different subject areas are located in the library. Since all of you will be reading books for your English classes,Let me show you where those are located and explain a little bit about how they are arranged by difficulty level. Please follow me.
Listening 14. You will hear a man called Mike talking to a woman called Liz about planning a birthday party for their son called Alan. Look at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
It's Alan's birthday in a couple of weeks. We should start planning a party for him.
Yes, good idea. Let's make it a surprise party like last year.
Sure, he really liked that, but 20 people was too many. Why don't we only invite 10 of his good friends from school?
Yes, that would be better. I was thinking that we could do a barbecue in the park and play some games outside.
Well, the problem with that is that it's still going to be pretty cold then, so people won't want to be outside for too long. How about going bowling?
Great idea. Alan has never been bowling before, so I'm sure he'd love to try it. We should think about some food for the party, too.
Let's pick up some pizzas on the way home. Then they could watch a movie while they eat.
Sure. And then we don't have to prepare anything.
Well, that's decided then.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。